All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back.
Hello.
I gave Josh my blanket, and now I feel like there's a little less support or something. Josh has Annie for this episode, so if you hear a little whining, it's not Kim. It'll be Annie.
It's Kim's chair.
You're right. Yelling. Just screaming. The nice thing about you crocheting blankets, Kim, I'm sure, is that like in the winter, it's nice and warm, but in the summer, it's probably not so nice.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm okay as long as I'm at home. But if I'm in the car, I can't. It has to be granny squares in the car.
Oh, sure.
I can't handle all of the blanket on me. Oh, it gets too hot.
Kim and I are heading to Florida on Saturday.
As soon as it starts to get warm.
I know.
All winter.
Hopefully. Have you looked at the weather, what they're calling for down there yet?
No, actually I haven't. I was going to. Let me look.
Oh, hopefully it'd be nice and warm.
And the thunder rolls.
Right.
Let's see.
With the charging, it's like 18 hours.
I did read recently that, you know, how pythons are an invasive species in Florida. Mm-hmm. Well, they have interbred with a few local species, and now that new species is taking over. They're more resilient and stronger and bigger than either of the two parents, so yay.
Looks like high 70s.
Ooh.
Nice.
But they only show until Tuesday.
That'll feel like a heat wave compared to what Indiana's been.
Mm. Right.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to feel the warm sun on my skin.
Well, you're...
That will be nice.
The forearms that you'll have exposed.
Right.
Her ankles.
Yeah.
Don't forget your keenie wax, Kim.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of on the fence on whether I'm going to take my keenie or not.
Do we have a pool?
There is a pool. But I'm not real sure that's going to be warm enough for it.
Oh, it's not. It's outdoor.
It's outdoor. Mm. They don't have
like
an indoor one.
100 degrees.
But it also could be heated. I'll have to research it more.
Oh, yeah.
If it's heated. Yeah. If it's heated, I'll be okay. I'll get in it. But if it's not, I don't know.
Although an outdoor heated pool is nice when you're in it. But the moment you get out, you're like,
Now, where are you guys going in Florida? Like, will it be around the spring breakers?
Gainesville. No, it won't be by the spring break.
No, okay. It's not near a beach. It's near it's in the north part of Florida, but near the center.
It's what? Just the crowded spring break beaches are what? You know, that would suck, but just I imagine the hotels down there. Because, you know, I remember our friends when we were younger would go down there and it'd be 10 high schoolers for one hotel room. So I just, I could, nope. I'd have to, nope. Can't stay here.
Right.
Yeah, we always went on spring break when we would go down, but most people would be up by Miami and, you know, on up that way. We were down in the Keys and not as many. You didn't see quite as many, which we also had a place to stay because my ex-brother-in-law lived there.
Good old white people vacation. Go get your Salt Life sticker and your vacation dolphin or star tattoo.
Right.
Dolphin. It's a dolphin and it's a rose. Dolphin jumping over a rose.
Oh, I was kidding. Do you really have one?
Yep. But that was my first tattoo. And I got it in Key West. Well, right outside of Key West because it's illegal to do them in Key West.
Oh.
Because they don't want people coming off of cruise ships.
Oh, yeah.
And getting a tattoo and then
getting infections.
Yeah.
Or...
Well, then regretting it. So you have to be right outside the 70 limits before you can get one.
I hate lime, but I love key lime pie.
Key lime
little
pie
key
is
limes.
So good.
Yeah, I do love a good key lime pie.
Ooh, baby.
And there's like the grocery store has a good frozen one.
Yeah.
It's
I've
really
never had
good.
One that even like, yeah. you know, the cheaper ones or whatnot. Mm-hmm. I never had one that was gross.
No.
I want to go back down there so bad. I haven't been to the Keys. Oh, my Lord.
I've never been.
Emily was a baby the last time I was in the Keys. Oh, wow. And she's 22. So
she just
turned 23.
I've been rewatching some of the Rachel Ray $40 a day travel show I used to watch when I was little. And I just watched one where she went to the Florida Keys. It looked good. We were in middle school long before her talk show. And I think it was even before, 30 minute meals with Rachel Ray. It was before that. But it was my favorite show, and it still is that she did. And it was $40 a day. She'd go to a different city every week with $40 in her budget for all three meals. And, you know, she'd tell you how to save and get, you know, ask the locals and specials and et cetera. But I don't know. I loved it. I love travel shows like Samantha Brown, her travel show. And so this one, I was like, ooh, travel and budget. Yes.
I'd love to go back to Key West. They have, I really want to go see Robert the Doll, number one. Oh, Robert the Doll wasn't there when I was there. That wasn't
No.
And I really want to go see Robert the Doll. But it's just it's beautiful. It's a really pretty place. And tropical and
warm. We had to take the long bridge.
And, yeah, 7 mile bridge.
And praying there's no hurricane coming.
Yeah, but there's nothing like it because we usually drove and there's
no
nothing
shit,
like,
Cam. You gonna swim?
Right.
No, we could have flown. I'm just
kidding. You can fly in the Key West?
You can.
A little tiny. Wow. Yeah.
I didn't think it was that big to have an airport.
It's a very, very small airport and they can't, you can't get on a huge
One can afford that then, Kim.
When the very first time we went down, when I was a senior in high school, right after I graduated, we flew to Miami and his brother came and got us. And then instead of us flying out of Miami back, he couldn't take us back to Miami. So we had to get, they're called puddle jumpers. So we had to get on a puddle jumper to go from Key West to go to Miami. And when we were up in the air, he points at me and he says, look, and he points out the window. He says, how many rivets do you see that's gone out of the wing of this plane? And there was quite a few rivets off of it. I'm like, shut up. Just shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was scary.
Silly.
No kidding. I wouldn't go.
That's the one and only time we flew out. We always drove down. But there's nothing like going and hopping those islands, with the ocean on one side and the Gulf on the other side. It's just so pretty. It's really pretty.
I do notice, once you go from Georgia into Florida, it's different. You can tell that they spend a lot of money on certain things. And one of them...
palm trees.
Yeah, is palm trees. They got those suckers everywhere.
Yep, because that's what everybody thinks of when they think of Florida's palm trees.
Yeah, all the entrances into Florida, they have those huge palm trees everywhere. Yep. But if you pay attention, you'll see that they have... I don't know. I can't remember if it's lights or... Oh, no, I think it's cell towers. Maybe that's where it is. Yeah. When we go, I'll have to look again. But they've tried to design them to look like
palm trees.
Palm trees.
Places like Colorado will have pine tree ones and et cetera. Yeah, I've seen.
Down by Orlando, the utility poles out in the middle of the fields and stuff look like Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's cute.
Aww. Still nothing better than the Hershey Kiss streetlights.
Those were really cool. Those were really cool.
Every single one of them made me smile bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. Made me want one real bad.
Just a little kiss as you're driving through town.
Still can't get over that there weren't just chocolate shops out the out the wazoo.
Right.
That was something I was certain would be there. Yeah.
Even the sandwich I got, I just imagined them finding a way to put some chocolate chips in the bread.
That's a burger with an onion ring. You want a scoop of melted chocolate on that? I sure do.
Yeah.
I will try that. Yeah. Don't mind if I don't mind. I would not say no to it. I'm adventurous. I tried peanut butter on a hamburger and that was delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very sure sad that we didn't spend more time there.
I know. We'll have to just go back.
It was so cold.
I didn't even get a chance to go through the museum.
No, we didn't. Yeah. We just interviewed and had to leave because we were going to concert that night.
I wanted to run into that gift shop so bad, but we just didn't have time. I was like, look at all the Reese's stuff. I don't even like Reese's, but I want those socks.
Right.
Yeah, we had to go back and get cleaned up and head to the concert.
Had to go meet Winona.
We got to meet her and have our picture taken with
her.
It'd
be weird to go back and... I won't be able to see Winona.
Every year when those come up on my, you know, time hop for Facebook or whatever, I'm like, oh, we got to actually meet Winona.
Why not me? Why not me?
Mm. Yeah, it was really cool.
That's a Judd song.
And she, of course, said exactly what everybody else says to Shane. Man, you're tall.
You're a big old fella, ain't you?
Cracked me up.
Right.
I'm not tall. Everyone's just extra short.
Right. That's what I always feel like. Mm. I'm the normal one. Everyone else is just abnormal.
That's how I feel. Well, just growing up around you and all my other tall uncles, in my head, I'm like, I'm 5'7". And then I go around people who are, normal height, and I'm like, I'm a giant.
Maybe I'm not.
I'm looking over their head.
I work with a lady that's German, and the other day I asked her, because everybody's always asking her where she's from, And the other day I asked her, I said, do you ever get tired of people asking you where you're from? And she's like, oh, God, yes, all the time. And I said, Shane's the same way with when people ask how tall he is. He'll either say tall or just flat out lie on how tall he really is.
12 feet, shut up.
I think it's funny because, someone wouldn't come up to me and be like, do you know how gay you are?
Right.
There have been clues.
I also don't really notice people asking short people how tall they are.
Right. How's the weather down there?
It's rude.
How tall are you?
I think short people, they just mostly get the, well, you're down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I get the
Kim's face. She's like,
And I get the, it must be fresh air up there. Yeah.
Do you play basketball?
Mm-hmm. Or did you play football?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that high school gym teacher was always trying to get you to join.
It was the elementary school.
Was it? Okay. Yeah, I remember one of them.
They'd always call our grandma's house.
Please let him join.
Let him play basketball. Oh, call all the time.
Mr. Howell.
Mm-hmm. And I'd always be like, no, my grandma won't let me. Too dangerous.
I always had a crush on all of our gym, on most of our gym teachers, not the female one in middle school.
No, that's disgusting.
That was the roughest time of my life. In middle school, right when you a young gay boy needs a strong male gym teacher to stare at. Too. I know, she scared me.
Yeah. All the other ones that we ever had, they were all real nice and friendly. And
well, she was really nice when I worked at the nursing home. Her and her son would come every Christmas, and they would donate dozens of throw blankets for all the residents. Like, each resident would get their own, little throw blanket. And her and her son would come do that every year. So she did not remember me because I was a lot heavier in high school. So most of the people that knew me back then, they don't recognize me, which
I love. You should have ran real quick. Hold on a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Flinging your arms.
You're Mr. 18-Minute Mile.
I remember you. Mr. Yellow is what we call you.
I would run the first lap, and then every lap after that, I'm walking and talking. Me too.
Well, that's exactly what time. I did. Mm-hmm.
Jacking my jaw. My mouth is running more than I
Yeah.
Yep.
I always hated it, too, when the gym teacher in elementary school, he would... It was like four laps around the whole entire outdoor recess area, which was quite large. It used to be like a cornfield. And four laps around that was a mile. And he would let us run, I think, half of it. And then he would start running.
Mm-hmm.
And if he beat the last person on a mile before everyone else, then everyone in the class had to run two more laps. And I was always the last. He'd be like, two steps behind me, and everyone's like cussing me out, basically like, you get your ass out there, we ain't running no more. I'm like, this is traumatizing.
Right.
No pressure. I'm 12 and in a C cup, for Christ's sakes.
And he was like tall, long legs, fit.
He sure was.
Yeah, so he could run that mile in nothing.
I thought he was cute, and then we got our high school PE teacher. I was just in love.
Did you ever see the showers that they had?
Oh, yeah. No one ever used them.
No, though. No one ever used them in my class. There was one guy who was in my class, and I really wish he would have used those showers because he had a stink.
I was okay.
You guys didn't have to take showers after you?
No, it wasn't. I've never taken a shower at school.
Seriously.
I would refuse.
The only time we couldn't is if it was our time of the month. And our PE teacher would stand and watch us go into the shower.
That's probably why kids now don't have to do it.
To make and check people off to make sure they took their shower afterwards.
I was so gay, like, looking back at it. I hated boxers and boxer briefs, so I would wear, like, bikini type, and like, whitey-tidies, but not the white ones. No one else did. Everyone else wore boxers. So I would wear two pairs of underwear every single day in gym. And then I would have like body wipes to wipe off the sweat. I had my deodorant, my sprays, I had stuff to brush my teeth afterwards. And I was like the locker room mom, basically. Like one of the guys would walk past me and be like, ooh, here's a wipe, honey. Right. Put some under the pits.
Well, I even remember that the gym teacher, I feel like once a week or every other week, we'd all get out there and he'd be like, all right, guys, as you know, my office is in the men's locker room, which means today you all have to take your gym clothes home and wash them. It stinks in there. Yeah. I can't stand it. He's like, you have to bring your clothes home and wash them every once in a while. Gosh,
I gotta work in there. My eyes are watering.
And he'd give the deodorant talk. Oh, yeah. You know, you have to use deodorant, but you just keep applying it.
I had room spray. Deodorant it out. In my locker, like every day I'd walk in there and I'd spray down the...
I remember what it smells like. You know?
Scarred in my mind.
You would just walk in and you're like, B.O.
Taco B.O. meat. Yeah. Who's making tacos?
It was just always a smell.
I don't remember which one of the girls it was. I'm pretty sure it was an elementary gym teacher. They were student teaching. And they would come home after they had gym that day. Every time talking about how cute this guy was. Oh, God. it was probably Amber, if I were to guess which one it was, because she was always boy crazy.
I remember he had legs, looked like his leg just ate two coconuts.
No, that's funny.
Muscle.
I don't remember what his legs looked like. I barely remember him at all. I don't, if I probably would see him in public, I probably wouldn't recognize him.
I mean, it's been 10 years, but.
Right. Yeah, I just don't
10
remember.
10 plus very well. Years.
I was going to say.
God help us.
I was going to say, Amber's been out 10 years. She would have been out 10 years already. They had their 10-year reunion last year.
Yeah.
Shut your whore mouth.
No one asked you, Kim.
I know you guys are older.
No one asked
you. How long you been out?
Right.
We're not talking
about that. You was out before I was even in.
A couple more years, I've been out 40 years.
I think you graduated before I was even out of the body.
Did they have color TV back then?
Yes, we did.
Yes, but the dial, there was no remote. You still had to get up and get the dial.
You had no remote?
No. Oh,
God. You remember that?
We
used to fight over who had to get up and turn the
station. And then we would just keep it there.
The damn dial.
If we ever lose the remote, that's what happens. It just stays on that channel all day.
I do remember getting our first colored TV, though. I was really young, but I remember getting our first one.
Your first what?
The color TV.
It's color TV, Kim, not colored. That sounds so racist. My first colored TV.
It's African-American TV. Right. Or you could just say black.
You're going to get us canceled, Kim. Dang. It's color TV.
Color, as in the colored. Picture comes in. It's color.
Colored.
Whatever.
I remember some shows being in black and white. Mm-hmm. Our dad would watch TV Land.
Andy Griffith.
Yeah, ugh. I hated that one.
Well, there were some seasons that are in black and white, but then they changed them to color eventually. Yeah. And then they fell out of favor. Like people stopped watching it as much. And so that's why it ended up being canceled.
It ain't as good.
Yeah.
It's like
they should have kept it in black and
the
white.
The news stations, when they went to like HD, they had to hire some like younger faces because the older ones are like, ooh, that camera was blurry before. Right.
I remember having. You guys have been to my house, of course, on the counter where I have my bread box. There used to be a small TV sitting there. That was Grandma's TV. And Grandma wanted that TV so she could watch her shows while she was cooking in the kitchen.
Aww.
And she had to have her shows. Well, in the evening, if they were watching something that I didn't want to watch, I watched Star Trek a lot on that yeah. That one and something else. I don't remember what the other one was, but it had, instead of having headphones, like it had a jack with only one that you stuck in your ear. And I would lay on the kitchen floor watching that TV with that cord long enough to get in my ear so I could hear what they were saying.
In one ear.
In one ear.
Man. Was that a black and white TV?
I don't think so.
Was that a jack on or a jack off? I am much more of a Star Trek than a Star Wars person.
Amen.
I like both.
My favorite's Voyager. I'm definitely a Voyager gal.
I like the Star Trek universe.
See, I've not watched a lot of Star Trek, but I have seen all of the Star Wars movies.
I love the thought of it. How the world, instead of people working to advance for their own, you know, well-being and money, it's to advance everybody as a whole.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, ah, one day we'll get there.
Yeah, now I
can't watch too much because it makes me sad.
Right.
I watched it when it was the original.
The OG.
The OG.
With William Shatner.
So today, Josh, it is your mystery, and we would like to know what your mystery is.
Yes. What is it?
Maybe Annie will share it with us today.
Oh, she's sleeping.
Yeah, she's all kinds of knocked out now that she's got a blankie to snuggle up with.
I knew that would get her. Well, my episode today, I'm trying a different to where it's something I'm knowledgeable about. Mm. And instead of writing a script, I'm doing bullet points. Just, I'm trying something different to make it more
flow. Yeah.
Sometimes with the script, I can get a little newscastery. Well, my episode for today is about past lives.
Mm.
Y'all, I mean, everybody's familiar with the term and what they are. Most Christians do not believe in reincarnation or past lives, but cultures like Buddhism and many others believe in reincarnation, and a lot of them are based on the karma we accumulate in our lifetimes, even to the degree to where the karma you make in several lifetimes ago can still be with you today if you've not done something in your other lives to rid yourself of it. I'm not one that's big on karma. That's just, we never really grew up with it, and it's not something that's like, to me, it's, I try to shy away from fear-based things. Like with Christianity, I don't like the, oh, God's always watching. If you're bad, you're going to hell with the devil. To me, karma's like, oh, if, I don't like religions to where it's a fear-based, where, you know, if you don't do this out of fear, then you'll be punished. I just think we should be good just to be good.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more along our lines of our human natures to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
I think that's why serial killers and that kind of stuff really fascinates a lot of people, because most people can't fathom how they can do that. Right.
You go against our own nature and it, like, our brains, I mean, and, you know, we've all been pissed. Someone gets in front of me and drives slow or is an asshole, and you start thinking murderous thoughts. You get those intrusive, like, "I'll skin you alive at the next stoplight." I would never do it.
Right.
And it fascinates me when people can cross that line of, I'm going to turn this intrusive thought into a reality.
Right.
Well, with my own spiritual beliefs, I do believe in reincarnation, but I believe that we have more control over it than what, like, say, the karma of Buddhism would, to where you have no control over what you come back as. It's all based on what you did previously. Where my belief is that we are here in each lifetime to learn lessons, to become one, for lack of a better word. So when we reincarnate, we choose them, but that's not saying we're taking it easy on ourselves. Some lifetimes we may choose, you know, if you've had a hard one, kind of like, oh, I'm going to take a break this one. I'm going to give myself, like Dolly Parton, for example. She's probably had a real hard life before this one. That's why she's like, I'm going to take it easy. Rest in peace, Carl. Her husband just died. And so that's my belief. And even with a lot of people who believe the way I do, some people don't like that thought that we are in control of each lifetime and the things that happen to us. Then they're like, you know, oh, well, I was this when I was little, or, you know, my mom died. Why would I choose that? Well, that is something bad that happened, but in the terms of, you know, your immortal soul, that is bad, but that is a big lesson that you will learn. And in your previous lives, you've probably learned harder lessons than that. One of the ways you can get into contact with your past lives is through past life regressions, which is how I became familiarized with it. I think I did my first one when I was like 19, 20. It was me and my friends had started going to a psychic here and there, not like regularly. And that kind of opened our eyes to past life regressions. And she wanted to do it, and it was like $200 and something. So we were like, YouTube, Google. And we tried it, and we all three did it on each other. And I was the only one that was able to like actually get into like a meditative hypnosis state to where I was able to actually experience. And it was very odd. At that point, I had never really been hypnotized or in a state of hypnosis before, and it was odd to explain. It's like being, you're awake and you're aware, but your body's like, if you've ever had sleep paralysis, similar to that, where your body feels not paralyzed, like it doesn't feel numb, it just, you're not aware of your body at that point. You're more of in your past body. And it was, I don't know, just very an interesting feeling. The first one I did, I was a bird, which I did not hate. You know, you're a bird, so it's not like there's, I don't remember having a lot of thoughts in my head, but all I remember is I'm flying over. It looked like the White Cliffs of Dover, the, you know, where the rock is white, and flying over, I could tell it's the ocean, the sun setting, like, I believe that I'm flying back to wherever I'm nesting at. I'm a big white bird. Like, I can't see, you know, I'm not in front of a mirror. I can just see, you know, the whites of my, I have very long white wings. And it was surreal because it's stepping back into a memory that you have had in a previous life and then remembering the things in it. So I can remember the feeling of the warmth of the sunlight, of the setting sun as it hits me, and how warm it makes me feel. I can feel the wind between each one of my feathers as I'm flying. And I'm not like, my wings are so large, I'm not flapping them. I'm just, you know, birds glide. And that was probably, to me, the best part, because I've never flown before. And who wouldn't want to fly? So to actually experience and feel that like sense of flying was just astounding to me. And I was like, hey, I was a bird. And I am afraid of heights, but not the heights of like, oh, I'm gonna fall. It's, oh, I'm gonna fall without a way to catch myself. And to me, I'm like, hey, that makes sense. I'm used to being a bird where I have wings and, you know, heights aren't a thing. I can just fly anywhere. Right. So without actually having the wings, the heights scare the hell out of me.
Yeah.
That hurts when you fall. Let's see. My second past life was more vague. All I remember is I'm sitting in a garden outside of a big stone manor. The garden has like topiaries, like the shrubs, the tree shrubs. To me, it looks like a European garden just based on like, it doesn't look, you know, Mediterranean or ancient Rome or anything like that. It looks more European. And there's like gravel and I'm like sitting down at a chair and I get up and I go into this brick house. It's quite a large house and I walk up a spiral staircase and then there is a portrait and I can like look at the portrait and see the portrait and then like that's all the memory I have is looking in the portrait. But I can see this painting like in my head right now. I can see it and I've tried to like Google it, but I mean it's hard to Google like
a description.
It's hard to even come up with words for it. It's like European painting of rich white lady with black hair.
Right.
I'm like, and just from what I'm, whoever is in the painting, if it is me, just from what they're wearing, I'm like, oh, they have some money or at least some good credit. And then the last memory I have, and these are all, we're not like, on the same past life regression. These are throughout several. Sometimes you'll see something and other times you'll just have a nice relaxing meditation. This one is one of my favorites and it's, I'm like a housewife. Like judging from how my living room looks, I'm guessing like 50s, 60s, because there's a lot of yellows, oranges, and like green bean, green couch. And just from what I'm wearing like a dress. I have the pantyhose with the line down the back. And I can see my living room. I can see the couch. I can see my little like ugly little tchotchkes on my little, like the, they're the wooden shelves, but they're like built into the walls, like part of the wall, which I hate. Like, I hate when houses have those. I'm like, great, can't ever do nothing with that. And I'm dancing with my husband. And that's, when I first had that regression, it made me tear up. Because ever since I was little, that's one of the things, like, I've always, you know, some little girls dream of their wedding. The wedding wasn't the romantic part of me for Happy Ever After. In my head, I'm like, I'll know I've met my, you know, happy ever after when I've met a man who will dance with me in the living room at night.
Yeah.
Even, doesn't even have to be music. Just like that's, I don't know, that's how I'll know I've met Mr. Right is when we're just, you know, sitting at home in our jammies and he gets up and he's like, darling. And, you know, dance a little slow dance. And even the, like, I don't know, just the feeling. I know that I was very in love with my husband. We did not have children. I think that's why we were so in love, is especially for the time we were one of those rare couples that didn't have kids. So we're like, oh, we can spend all of our time together. And I'm not sure why we didn't have kids. If it was, I can tell I'm not like young. Like I feel this age or a little bit older in it. So we're like, I'm past the age of like, oh, I can still have kids. Yeah, it was very strange. It's weird to see, like, especially your old living room. I'm like, oh, that couch. Oh, yellow.
What was I thinking?
Yellow.
So what order are you feeling like those happened in?
The bird was the first. And then the one where I'm outside in the garden was second. And then the one where I'm dancing with my husband, I believe, was the most recent life. And I think that, I mean, that would explain why I've always been more comfortable with older women. Because I'm like, oh, and one habit of mine I didn't know until I worked at the nursing home and one of my residents pointed out, when someone compliments me or I'm, you know, happy or something, I pat my curls. And I've never had curls or hair in the back of my head for, you know, ever. And that's just, I don't know, that's, I'm like, oh, I must be used to having my curl.
My curls.
Oh, my. And even now, like, I love my pearl necklace. I made my own because I just love having a chain of pearls. Nothing looks better than a chain of pearls. I would have worn them today. I had it laid out so I wouldn't forget, but I woke up late. But last night was daylight savings. And,
oh, yeah, ooh, I know, me too.
That loss of an hour. Whew, I was sitting at home and I was like, oh, 2 o'clock. Oh, 3 o'clock. Crap.
Kim, I bet you are a rhino in your past
life. A rhino?
I see it.
I think I drowned once in my past life. Yeah,
that is, if a lot of people believe that fears you have in your current lifetime could be a way that you died in a previous. Mm. So if you have a big fear of drowning or just a fear of water, you could have drowned in a past life. Or if some people just have an illogical fear of fire, you could have been burned in a previous life. Or even the birthmarks on your body. Some cultures believe that our birthmarks are how we died in a past life, which I'm like, ooh, I've got like 5 or 6 birthmarks just scattered around. Like,
yeah, still
all this, over.
Still to this day, anytime I go over a bridge that there's water underneath it, I panic a little bit because I always think, how am I going to get out if this car goes over, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I've always been that way. So I think that's what took me out, not necessarily in a car, but, you know, in a buggy or whatever.
Well, one thing I find fascinating about what I believe is that with having multiple past lives, that means somewhere in the world is your old body, whether it's ashes or buried somewhere in the ground. Mm. And I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Like, I'd like to go visit myself.
Yeah, right. Go see my hey, girl. Been a while.
Kim, I do have a theory about what you could, like, this drowning that may have happened in a past life. You know how they used to do that to some witches?
Yeah,
to get dunk them to in the water. Mm-hmm. And if they survived, they were a witch. Yeah, if they drowned, they were not.
Maybe I was a witch.
How about you? Well, you wouldn't have been because you drowned. But I could see, you know, just you know, the little mouth on you back then in Salem. I'm sure they would have been like, she's a witch. Let's drown her.
Another thing that I remember that had to have been a past life was if you get down off of the bypass onto McGalliard and you're going into town, you know, I always swear that I have been in a house that was on the left-hand side. And there it had a barn and a big silo next to it that was brick. And I swear I've been in it. And I remember saying something to grandma or grandpa on the way in one time, you know, we went there once, you know, and they're like, there's never been a house there. And, but there was a silo there that was made out of stone. It was still standing at that point. And I'm like, no, we've been there before. Nope. There's never been a house there. And I'm like, I still swear up and down that I was in that house.
Well, there are multiple reports of young children remembering details of their past lives, like to the point to where that child's family took them to where they said they used to live and they knew how to get around. They recognized their previous family members, like That's their crazy. Own children. But as they get older, those memories
fade.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had an old episode of Unsolved Mysteries about that I remember. Some young kid mentioned that he, I think, drowned. Like, his vehicle was found or something. And he started talking about it. He was really young, and he started talking about it to his mom. They'd drive by somewhere. He'd be like, yeah, that's where I drowned. That's where I died. And then they started looking more into it, and they realized, like, all the things that he knew, he couldn't have known.
Yeah, there's one, I believe, that solved their murder.
Oh, maybe.
Because, and even the kid, when they were born, they had, like, a birthmark on their forehead. Because they had their skull crushed by someone like seeking money or something. And they like went to their old village and were able to like, they're like, oh, that's the man that killed me. Yeah, they're like, what? Can you imagine like, because I mean, this kid was several years old. So it had been several years and thinking, oh, I've gotten away with it. Oh, shit. And the belief that I have, and this is off of, what's her name? Dolores Cannon, I believe is her name. I've read a lot of her books, and what she taught when she was alive is similar to what I believe in. So, like, when we do reincarnate, we tend to travel in the same soul groups. So a lot of the times, our family members, our friends, we will tend to reincarnate at the same time as them. But you will switch roles. So say, for example, in this lifetime, grandma was our grandma. In our next lifetime, we may be the grandma. Some people will come back immediately, like especially those who die quickly or are worried about those they left behind. They may come back immediately, especially like if there's a baby coming, they'll be like, oh, I'm next. I'm up next. I can't leave him behind. Where most people will generally wait around 50 years, which this is in, you know, our earthly time. The spirit doesn't really look at watches or rely on time. But I feel like I'm one of those where I'm like, ooh, 50 years ain't long enough.
Right.
After this one, it's going to be a minute.
I mean,
it's
going to
be a minute.
It makes sense because you meet people that you just click with right away. Yeah. Like you've known them all your life, you know, just like I did with Shane. And I mean, we could have known each other in a past life.
That's how I feel with my best friend, because it was just as soon as I laid eyes on her at 12 years old, there was no like, hi, it's nice to get to know you and to meet you. It was just an instant like, you are my person. You are like, we are best friends.
No, that's funny.
I'm giving you no option.
Blink if you're not okay.
Right. But I like that belief. I think after this one, I will take a nice long break. I don't know if I'm going to be, I'll be back for a good long while. Well, I'm tired. This one's been a doozy. Especially compared to a bird, a gay man in America in the Midwest. An effeminate gay man who don't like musicals.
Something's wrong with him.
Call is coming from inside the house.
Imagine the horrible things Kim must have done in her previous life to come back in that body.
More like to come back and have to deal with you two.
You're welcome.
Well, is that all you have for us today, Josh?
Let me see. Da-da. Covered the kids with the past lives. The way you died can be a past life. Oh, that can be a... If you ever do a past life regression, go into it telling yourself that you will not see anything that you are not ready for. Because not everybody's past life was a good one. I mean, think of all the bad things that have happened to people. Think of all the serial killers and et cetera that have happened to people based on the, you know, reincarnation. Some of those people have been reincarnated. So if you do past life regressions, if you go into it asking your guides and, you know, with the intention that you will see nothing that you cannot handle, you'll be fine. You'll only be shown what you can handle. But if you go into it, you know, if you just pull up on YouTube and do it with your by yourself, just set your intentions. My friend Brittany, when we first started doing it, you know, we didn't know crap about intention, or we're just like, oh, we saw on YouTube, let's give it a try. And she did not have a very good one of her past lives. And it kind of throws you right into it. And it's very, it's just surreal, because you're aware that, you know, your body is laying on this couch, but at the same time, you're feeling your past lives, emotions, wholeheartedly, like to a degree to where you're laying flat on your back, it looks like you're taking a nap, and her in the past life is, you know, being attacked, and she's like breathing heavy, and it's kind of scary if you don't go into it with the right intention. So if you do ever try it, don't do it alone and be careful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Not every past life is a good one.
Well, you would have to have died sometime.
Right.
You don't want to jump in at that moment.
Right. And, you know, our guides know what we can handle, and they're not going to, you know, oh, this is their first past life regression. Let's show them every way they've died the past, you know, 5,000 years. Ah! Although you'll learn something. But yeah, that's...
For sure.
Very nice.
If anybody ever wishes to do a past life regression, there are a lot on YouTube. It's just like any other self-guided meditation. They're very relaxing. They start off the same as any other, you know, meditation video, to where you relax, calm yourself. You're walking up a staircase. You get to the top of the staircase. There's the door. You open the door and walk through, and what do you see? And by the time you get to that point of the meditation, when you open your eyes, you should, in theory, be looking through the eyes of a past life. Mm. But it's just, if, you know, not everybody can get themselves to that empty mindlessness needed for that type of meditation.
I think Kim would be really talented at that.
One of my favorite techniques for my anxiety is meditation. Just,
oh yeah, me
you too. Know, my anxiety comes from overthinking and just a constant, you know, mind always working. And to have learned to shut that off.
Right.
And just get into that zen state of, there is nothing but breathing.
Right.
And I love it. I'm like, oh, I'm quiet.
Yeah. That's what I do when I know I'm close to a panic attack.
Right.
I'll just go somewhere and just breathe. Breathe.
Just breathe.
Just breathe.
Well, Josh, do you want to send us out?
Just breathe. Yeah. Follow us on all the socials, Instagram. Go to our
Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook. Go to Shane and Josh's. Sorry, it's been a few weeks since we recorded. I'm like, what is it? Go to Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole on Facebook. You can go to itsmysteryinc.com, where you can listen to all of our episodes, see some pictures, or buy any of our little merch.
There should be some new pictures on there pretty soon.
Yes, we just had some new headshots and promo pictures taken, and you can send us a postcard. We'll put it on our big wall of postcards at P.O. Box 690, Wabash, Indiana, 46992.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you on Unmasked.
Yes.
Bye.
Join us on Patreon.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.